Now some Packers pregame and some football history. In just a moment, we'll check out an effort to collect fan stories, photos, and memories in a UW Green Bay project. First, the Packers are hosting the Dallas Cowboys in this weekend's NFC divisional playoffs at Lambeau Field. First time the two teams have met for the playoffs in Green Bay since the famous 1967 Ice Bowl. Patty Murray reports.
It's cold in Green Bay, but not as cold as it was December 31st of 1967 when the temperature was 15 below zero.
I feel fine except for my face.
Yeah. Packers CEO Mark Murphy was kicking off a Paint the Town Green and Gold campaign by spray painting a slogan on a downtown street. He says players are ready and doesn't think the cold will be a factor. Instead of 15 below, temperatures this weekend could hit 15 above.
Yeah, and the technology, everything's so much better now, and the heaters on the sidelines, and we've got, you know, our field is heated, so we should never have a frozen tundra. Now, I think, I've always been very impressed with the way our players and players generally have been able to perform in all kinds of weather, and you think back in 67, they didn't have so many of the advantages that we have now in terms of keeping people warm and be able to play in the conditions. So it's pretty remarkable that the players were able to play the way they did back in that time.
The game is remembered for the heart-stopping action on the field just as much as for the weather. Quarterback Bart Starr went in for a last-minute game-winning touchdown. It's a game that'll live in the annals of sports history, according to Green Bay Press Gazette sports writer Wes Hodkowitz.
I believe it was Ken Bowman and Jerry Kramer, the offensive lineman, opening up the hole and Starr going right through it. And the Dallas defensive line, I think it was the Doomsday defense, they were known for being able to stop teams in short yardage situations. For it to not only be that scene in that, environment, but to come down to a significant play like that, a last second play, that just doesn't happen a lot. That's magic.
A lot of things have changed since 1967, but not the love John Hess and Mel McCartney have for their team. The Madison area Friends will be in the stands Sunday in the same seats they were back then. John Hess knows because he embroidered his seat number in his vintage Cromer hat.
Our seat is in section 116, row 7, seat 23, as I read my hat.
The two may need a reminder of where their seats are, but McCartney will never forget the cold that day, so he thinks this weekend's temperatures won't be a big deal.
That's a big difference in terms of how you can function, and one of the key things is the ball freezes at 15 below. I mean, the ball will be cold here and hard, but that ball, it's like a rock when it's 15 below.
The Ice Bowl is like the Woodstock of football. McCartney says if everyone who says they were there actually was there, Lambeau Field would have had to have been a lot bigger.
Instead of 53,000, it would have been 530,000. I mean, people wanted to be there and were there in spirit, but they forgot they really weren't there.
Whichever team wins at Lambeau on Sunday will play either the Seattle Seahawks or the Carolina Panthers in the NFC Championships. From there, the winner will meet the AFC champions in the Super Bowl. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A lot of memories from the Ice Bowl, and our next guests want to collect those and other stories from Packer fans. Chuck Ryback and Kate Farley join us now. Chuck's an associate professor of English at UW Green Bay. Both of them are organizers of the Packers Project. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks a lot.
And Kate, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Chuck, start us off with the basics. What is the Packers Project?
It's basically a fan-sourced history project, where we're just looking to reach out to Packers fans, really, I mean, locally, globally, even, just to collect as much, interesting, unique stuff as possible, whether it's memories, artifacts, photos, just all of the stuff that's out there that's uncollected and undocumented. We're hoping to gather it and put it in one place where people can come and look at it.
And Kate, what kinds of things have you collected so far from Packers fans?
Well, recently we have just added an archives collection because we were able to secure a whole bunch of really cool stuff from the UWGB archives. So right now we have a picture of Curly Lambeau in fourth grade. So that's pretty exciting that we can see that on the site and people can look back at the memory of Curly Lambeau. But we also have a couple of new things that were just contributed since we had our press release, I guess you would call it, in the Press Gazette. And we had somebody contribute a story about how the Packers painted his house after he had had a back injury. So things like that are coming in right now, but a lot of really exciting stuff.
And Chuck, what's the why behind the project? Why do we want a fan-sourced collection of Packers history?
There are a couple things. There is a recent example that I sort of based this on. There's a project out of Northeastern University called the Our Marathon Project, which was a crowdsourced collection that was based on the Boston Marathon bombing. And it was really interesting to see, I mean, the subject's obviously a lot different, how they just collected anecdotes, but then they populated them into maps, and there were individual narratives attached to certain times of day and so forth. And when I saw something like that, and that's a very specific period of time, I thought, you know, we could do this for the Packers, that except it would be so much bigger. It would extend over really generations. And also just the love of history. I work in the humanities, and Kate was a humanities student, and you know, there's a lot of untapped history out there that, you know, we're really interested in narrative and the stories that people have to tell. And it just seemed like this was a perfect opportunity with the technology being what it is today that we can actually collect that and share it and really revel in it. And so it just seemed like a great opportunity. And plus, we're in Green Bay. I mean, we are the university. And it just felt like we should have something connected to the Packers since we're so uniquely positioned to do it.
Kate, you joined this as Chuck just mentioned, as a student. What got you interested in the Packers project?
Well, I was a student, and now I'm working in academic tech services. So some of the skills that I've learned from these kinds of projects, like digital scholarship, is what made me really interested in the first place, along with being a cheesehead. so I guess being able to put my skills forth to help with something that as important as this. And like Dr. Rebeck said, it's a repository of memories. Like, we're making something for people to remember, and we're documenting it so that it doesn't get lost.
And Chuck, I know one of the goals, of course, is to get people to participate. So if there are listeners out there saying, hey, I've got a great story, I've got a great photo, what a great fan superstition, how do they get it to you?
Yes, we are waiting for them. All you have to do is go to the website for it, which is packersproject.org, and Packers Project is all one word. And when once you're there, you'll see a giant contribute button. It's hard to miss. And really, you just click on that, and it will take you through a series of options to help you submit what it is, whether it's photo, you could do audio. There's even space for shorter video. We're also really interested in just the quirky memorabilia that people have. So if you have photos of that, but then you would just go there, fill out the form, upload the material, just like you would anywhere else on the web, really. And then it would go into moderation for a little bit, because on our end of it, there really is a student, you know, an educational experience where the students are curating and organizing and so forth. So it would be in moderation for a little bit, but it would be up soon enough.
And, Kate, I saw a picture of former Packer receiver and return man Bill Schrader and a bunch of the project team. Are you meeting a lot of players as you go about this?
Well, that was actually an opportunity provided by the university as well. We had a UWGB Packers Day at Lambeau. So we had Bill Schrader there, and we decided it would be a really good opportunity to meet with him and tell him about our project. So that's really the only thing so far, but I'm hopeful we'll be able to get some more Packer players on there.
Right. They'll obviously all want to meet us now that they know.
Right.
And get your autographs, too. Yeah,
exactly.
So in the stories you're getting, are you seeing more, you know, Packer triumph related ones like the Ice Bowl, or, you know, the tough moments? I don't want to make anybody cry out there, but like 4th and 26. I won't say any more about that. But are you hearing the happy moments or the sad moments more, Chuck?
You know, they're more just like the personal moments that are not really connected to specific games so much. We did have somebody who came into the GB day that said that he was at the Ice Bowl, and we didn't have a verification thing there or anything, but not so much yet anything about specific games that way, but really just more like the first time being there, more personally focused stuff, I would say.
And Kate, any interesting superstitions? I know that's one of the things you're hoping to get from people.
I think one person was saying how they had a ritual for what they were going to be wearing. And we collected that story from the UWGB day too. And it makes me laugh, but people have these things that they do. Like another person can only have their remote facing a certain way when it's passes right. on the ball. And like,
somebody
I think
with
a lot of
ring,
people
too.
Have things like that.
Chuck, somebody with a ring, you said?
Yeah, there's a Super Bowl, like a miniature Super Bowl ring that, not a Super Bowl ring from winning the Super Bowl, but just shaped like the trophy that the person must wear on game day. So,
do you, Chuck, have a favorite memory that you've put on here?
I'm sort of new to the area, but if I were to add it, it would be that I went to my very first regular season game this year, and I went to the Monday night game against the Falcons, and it was fantastic. And that is my favorite memory so far, just being there and being a part of it. I'm also from Buffalo, New York originally, and the Bills did come here for a family day scrimmage a few years back, and so I got to see the Bills and the Packers in the same place, and that was pretty great.
Neither team a stranger to cold weather. Well, Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, no, thank you. I really appreciate it.
And Kate, thanks to you as well.
Thank you for having us.
We've heard from Chuck Ryback and Kate Farley. They are with the Packers Project at UW-Green Bay. If you have a memory or a photo or a story to share, we have linked to that project on the Central Time Facebook page. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickard is off today. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.